T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
I want the next head coach to be someone that has experience and can push this group to the next level and win hockey games. And I have it in my mind exactly what I'm looking for, and that'll be starting today.
Sabres General Manager Kevin Adams, yesterday, press conference. The removal of Don Granato as the head coach and the removal of equipment from this team's lockers. Locker cleanout day today. Paul Hamilton from WGR covering the Sabres joining us now in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. It felt like the word that was prevalent today and yesterday, Paul, was accountability. Was Don Granato too soft on his team while coaching it?
Yeah, and we've been talking about that for a while, and it just seems like they were just craving accountability and structure that they weren't getting. You know, listening to players, I just wrote an article about Tage Thompson, who was extremely honest. And, you know, he said for him, accountability means consequences. And when you're not doing the right things on the ice, there needs to be repercussions, whether it's being benched or headed to the press box when you're not playing winning hockey. And that's just part of what he talked about. Maybe we'll get into more later. But, I heard something similar from Alex Tuch that, you know, they're just looking for that type of there. And we felt that way all along. Don Granato felt that he didn't want to get on players who made mistakes, because then they'd be afraid to play freely, and they'd be afraid of making mistakes. So things would just be let go. Of course, they talk about it, let them know about it. But when you're committing the same mistake over and over again, which they were, there has to be consequences for that. There never were, or there were never consequences for dumb penalties until we got down to maybe the last couple of months. Then all of a sudden I noticed there were some players maybe that were sitting the bench for a period or two, but nobody really got taken out of the lineup all that much for poor play. And Thompson said, even him, you know, he said, if I make a mistake, it costs our team games. And, you know, he goes, the same needs to go for me too. And he just, you know, they talked a lot about that there was just no accountability for poor play. And he goes, he said, we got away with way too much.
So hearing that from the GM yesterday, from the players today, and you know, the fan base is obviously frustrated, and this, none of this is going to make them feel any better about the future until they actually hire somebody who potentially can hold them accountable. I'm just curious, Paul, when does personal accountability enter the conversation for a lot of these players? And some of these players who've been in the league now long enough to know, hey, I've got to hold myself to a higher standard as well. Are any of these guys holding themselves accountable?
Well, he talked about that later on too, that holding each other accountable, that, you know, he said that, look, we're very, very close in here, and that's all fine and that's great. He goes, you don't find that in a lot of locker rooms. But, you know, he also said that they can't be afraid just because they're good, very good friends to hold each other accountable. You know, he goes, sometimes I think we sit here and we're worried about hurting each other's feelings. And he said, it comes from a place of love is the way he put it. And he said, you know, we have to let a player know that we know you have better to give. We know you're better than this. And he said, they can't be afraid to tell each other that. And it seems like there wasn't a lot of that either. They were kind of afraid to call each other out. And he goes, that has to stop. He goes, we need, if somebody's not playing well, it has to come from the top. It has to come from the coach, and it has to come from the players in the locker room. It can't just be one or the other, or, you know, things like that. You know, it's yeah, they have those tight bonds, but, you know, he says they have to have that underlying belief that they want each other to be better. They want each other to succeed. So if they see it, they've got to call it out.
Paul, the easy woulda, coulda, shoulda kind of angle here is, why didn't this move happen earlier in the season there? I mean, was Kevin Adams really thinking that this team would actually snap out of it and go on a run there in March and April?
Yeah, and he admitted that some, you know, he's very patient, and he goes, he thought, you know, they got really close right before those two games against Detroit, and he said he wanted to give them every opportunity to break through. But it just, again, this is not a mentally tough team, and every time they got close, they would crumble. I mean, think of, you know, those two games against Detroit. The first game they go into Detroit, the Red Wings are on a 7-game losing streak, and the Red Wings win 4-1. The second game, the Red Wings have lost 5 out of 6 games, and the Red Wings win again. You know, and you know, so you're catching the team at the right time. Almost every other team is beating them except you. Now, they did beat them at home 7-2. They caught the Red Wings coming back from a West Coast trip, and they looked exhausted, and Buffalo took advantage of that and waxed them here in Buffalo. But those were two very important games where they could have pulled to within, 3 points, something like that, in the playoff race, and they didn't do it. They just would come up small every time. And it just seems like this team can play when there's no pressure. Look at the 3 games they played after they were eliminated. Pretty good games.
Yeah.
Through 2-0-1, played pretty well, went into Florida, one of the best teams in the National Hockey League, took them to overtime, and you know, finally got a team to overtime, which is another key thing to talk about. But, you know, got a point against a very good team in a very tough building, something they didn't do enough of this year. And the New York Islanders got the loser point, 15 or 16 times? Yeah. The Buffalo Sabres got it 6 times. Well, there you go. Flip that stat.
Yeah.
And what different conversation are we having?
Paul, as soon as word came out that Don Granato was being let go, of course, everybody has a list. And I think what makes this year different, it feels like there is a list of very credible names, very coaches with long resumes, with winning resumes. And what might be different, and I do believe what Kevin Adams said yesterday, that this might be a more attractive job than it was the last time it was open. You kind of know what you have. You know that you have a lot of young talent to work with on this team. And we wanted to also ask, because it was the first thing that came to my mind, and proximity is a part of it, you know, where is Seth Appert in all of this in terms of the coaching search? It seemed like Kevin Adams made it pretty clear he wants a guy with NHL experience. And furthermore, it feels like Lindy Ruff is number one on this list, does it not?
No, not at all. Huh? I mean, he would be considered, but, you know, you got Craig Berube, who's won a Stanley Cup. You know, he's sitting out there. You know, he led the St. Louis Blues. He's also led the Philadelphia Flyers. So, I would almost think of him before I would think of Lindy Ruff. But Lindy Ruff could be in contention. Kevin Adams was on his staff as an assistant coach for a year. So, you know, he knows Lindy Ruff very well. I'm not a real fan of this thing in Buffalo that we keep doing, that all we want to do is bring back old Sabres.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember how many players or coaches at Buffalo Sabres have won a Stanley Cup. but yet we want to keep bringing them all back. We wanted to bring Miller back, when he was near the end of his career. Want to bring everybody back. What about Vanek? Let's bring him back. And, the whole thing. And it's just, maybe we could also try something new, and maybe bring in a guy to coach who's won a Stanley Cup. Now, they did that once with Bielsma. It didn't work. He had won a Stanley Cup with the Pittsburgh Penguins. That didn't work. So it doesn't necessarily have to work if you do that. And I'm not saying Lindy Ruff is not a candidate at all, and he could be the next coach. But if we're going to talk about former Sabres, I would go with Michael Becca long before I would go with Lindy Ruff right now, who's an assistant coach with the New York Rangers and, of course, was an assistant coach there. I felt very strongly that had the Sabres fired Don Granato during the season, there was no question in my mind that Seth Appert would be the next coach in mid-season. If they would have done it mid-season, I think Seth Appert would have been called upon immediately to come up and be the coach. Now it doesn't appear like he's in the running since, Kevin Adams made it very, very clear that he is looking for somebody with NHL experience. Seth Appert doesn't have that, but I have to tell you, I've been very, very impressed with Seth Appert as a development coach in Rochester. I'm about ready to cover the Amherst for the third straight year in the playoffs. Look what he did with that team last year. Syracuse, by far, looked like one of the best teams other than Hershey in the conference. And then Syracuse takes a 2-0 lead in the series, a best of five. Rochester comes home, plays two very exciting games, wins both games, and then walks into Syracuse for game five and wins that one. I believe it was overtime, if I'm not mistaken, that they won that game. I was extremely impressed with how he was able to help that team get up off the mat and, being down to a team like Syracuse, 2-0, and win the series. And by the time they were done, they were in the Eastern Conference Finals. So, I think Seth Appert has done a very good job as Rochester Americans coach.
Yeah, it feels like for us longtime Rochesterians, history might be repeating itself because, you had Mike Keane in, but Scotty Bowman wasn't going to bring him up. Let me go somewhere else, wins a cup. You had John Tortorella, wasn't afforded that opportunity, wins a cup later with Tampa. I'm just wondering, and again, we don't know how many vacancies there are going to be, but should we expect Seth Appert to actually get interviews outside of the Sabres organization here?
Yeah, why wouldn't he? I mean, he's been very successful. I mean, look at what happened in Tampa Bay. John Cooper was the coach in the American Hockey League, came up and won 2 Stanley Cups for the Tampa Bay Lightning and is still their head coach. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I think definitely, yes, he deserved to be interviewed.
Paul, what aside from getting the head coach in here, I mean, when you look at this roster, you look how it's built, and you kind of look ahead to what this off season could look like for whoever the new head coach is and for GM Kevin Adams, where are the needs? Where are the biggest, we heard Kevin yesterday talk a little bit about getting guys with maybe some, he didn't use the word grit, but I'm using the word grit, some bottom six guys that can maybe make life a little bit harder for opponents when they come to KeyBank.
Absolutely. That was a question I asked. You need to be harder to play against. And there's no question they need to be harder to play against. I mean, Zach Benson's 18 years old. He weighs about 140 pounds soaking wet, and he gets pile-drived into the wall head first in the last game of the year. Absolutely no response. Nobody even looked cross-eyed at the guy. Nobody went after the guy later. I mean, the guy got a penalty, and nobody went after him when he got out of the penalty box. What are you waiting for, guys? You're eliminated. You can't be in the playoffs. I don't care if everybody in the bench has to come off the bench and jump this guy. But you can't let that go unnoticed. And that went, other than the last game at home where everybody showed up for once and they had that big brawl against Washington, other than that, guys usually don't show up. They do on a rare occasion. That has to change. But I'm not talking about going out and getting a bunch of fighters. I'm talking about being hard to play against. And Kevin Adams, when I asked the question, said, we have to make this arena where teams come into this arena and they think to themselves, oh, I got to play against them. It's going to be a long night. Nobody thinks that when they play the Buffalo Sabres. They think it's going to be an easy night because they're not going to get body checked. They can do whatever they want. They can throw the sabers all around the rink. There'll be nobody there to be in their face. And, to me, they basically have to get rid of the bottom six. I mean, they have to, you and I have talked about, both of you have talked with me about this before. They are not built correctly. They have, I mean, and you know how you start? You buy out Jeff Skinner. And I am not a big buyout guy. I'm really not. But I have just gotten to that point that you've got to get him off this team. He's killing him. He's 32 years old. I mean, his goals went down this year, and who knows, maybe he could, you know, have a rebirth. But at age 32, goal scorers tend to go down, you know, when that happens. It did this year. He went from 36 goals, I believe, down to 24, somewhere in that range. And it really, it would put him on the books for 6 years, but it's not as bad as you think it might be if you were to buy him out. I'm kind of, there we go. I found it. Mm-hmm. You would basically have to write him a check, an actual check for $2.4 million per year. You would save $7 million through those 6 years. Which, what we're talking about is the cap hit. Usually you get killed on that. You would get killed in the third year. It would be a $6.4 million cap hit in the third year, a 4.4 in the second year. The last 3 years, it would only be 2.4 on your salary cap. That's it. And the first year would only be 1.4. So it's not as bad as you might think it might be to do that, but they need the roster spot. They don't. It's a contract where, you know, it's a no movement. So even if you could talk a team into taking that on, let's say you trade Skinner in a second round pick for a seventh round pick, just so somebody else would take him in the salary, you can't do that because he has no movement. He's not going to go for that. So I just think it is time. I think he just, they don't need players like that anymore. He's just a one-trick pony. He kills them defensively. He had one of his worst seasons this year, you know, which tells me that he might be on decline. And I know it's going to keep him on the books for 6 years, but I just think that has to be. Now, I'm not anticipating them doing that, but I think if they have any guts, that's the first thing they do, and it opens up a roster spot for guys who are sitting there playing in Rochester who can't get up here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, Kulik amongst others. Paul Hamilton, our guest here. Paul, we began the conversation talking about the Sabres craving accountability. What would help not only with a new coach here, what about a new captain? This is vacant. I mean, you're around the team almost on a daily basis here. Is it Tuck? I've heard Dahlin. Do they have a guy that's ready to assume that role?
I don't think there's any question in my mind that Rasmus Dahlin is the next captain of this team. Now, I felt that way when Don Granato was the coach. Don Granato is a huge fan of Rasmus Dahlin. But I still don't really back off that, even though Don Granato's not here anymore. And Rasmus Dahlin wants the job. I've asked him, and he said, I'm ready. If they ask me, I'm ready to do it. And I have seen a different person in the last couple of years as far as, you know, a guy who, you know, is willing to speak up and willing to get upset and willing to call players out. You know, I've seen a leader blossom. 2 years ago, if you would have said that to me, I would have just said, no way. If you want to pick one of the younger players, pick Cousins. But Dylan Cousins gets himself kind of goofed up too out there. And I think right now he's not ready to become captain. He's got to get himself straightened out. You know, he takes things a little too hard and it affects his game. And I think he needs to get his game back, you know, before he would be ready to do that. So I don't know. I would be very surprised if the next captain wasn't Rasmus Dahlin.
Paul, what about the involvement of Terry Pegula? And we heard Kevin Adams defend Terry Pegula yesterday in the press conference. But we look at, you know, how the Sabres have spent the last four seasons with Kevin Adams as the GM. They basically haven't. I mean, they're the bottom four every year in terms of, you know, salary for their roster. And, you know, Adams saying, you know, we didn't like the terms here. We didn't like the terms there. We would have made more moves, but we didn't like those terms. I mean, you've got the room to navigate. What's holding them up? Is Terry Pegula as involved or too involved in what this roster looks like for the Buffalo Sabres?
Well, Kevin Adams is doing exactly what he said he was going to do. He was going to get young players, develop them, and pay them. And that's what he started to do. I mean, he doesn't have to get players anymore to reach the salary cap floor because he's paid Thompson. He's paid, or Tuck is already signed. He's paid Dahlin and Samuelson. But coming up soon, not this year, but next, you know, Jack Quinn, J.J. Paterka, I think they're going to be up for big contracts. I think they're going to put up numbers that would give them contracts. Bo Byram, I think, you know, who knows where he's going to wind up. And, as, you know, you've got Devin Levi and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Where do they wind up as far as contracts go? Owen Power, I forgot, too, has already gotten his deal. So that's what he has said, and that's what he has done. I didn't realize they were in the bottom four. I had not heard that they are in the bottom four in salaries this year. I would have thought if they were, they would have had to get contracts to get to the floor. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just had never heard that.
Yeah, it's spot track.
Yeah. But that's the plan that they had, because, you know, if you go out and spend money on player A, B, and C, now, all right, Quinn comes up. Sorry, Jack, we're going to trade you. We don't have any room to give you money because we just spent, you know, X amount of dollars on this 29-year-old and whatever. And I'm not saying they shouldn't do that. And maybe they got to maybe trade a guy like Paterka to get a 27-year-old really good hockey player that could really help this team. But to say that he's not going to spend money, that's the plan that Kevin Adams outlined from the start. And he has followed through with it. I mean, he's been perfectly willing to give and been criticized for giving Tage Thompson $7.1 million and Dylan Cousins $7.1 million and Samuelson, $4.28 million and Dahlin $11 million and Power $8.4 million. He's been criticized heavily for that. So he's almost in a spot right now where he can't win. He gets criticized when he does sign contracts, and he gets criticized when he doesn't.
Paul, last one for me, and you mentioned you're ready to come to Rochester. Your thoughts here on what's ahead here for the Amerks, because it was quite a fun run. My expectations are high, Paul. This team should, at the very least, get to where they were last year. And one of the things I'm excited about where, yeah, we love Malcolm Subban, but you know, you have Devin Levi here. I'm so fascinated to see how the young goaltender is going to perform.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. And look where the Amerks were. You guys would probably know better than me. I don't think they were quite out of the playoffs yet when Levi got thrown in net. I think they were right on the cusp there, where they were almost out, but I don't know if they actually had gotten themselves where they were out of it. Now they were challenging for first place. They came right up the standings and were challenging for first place. And as you said in the sports update, could make it so that for sure don't have to play in that 4-5 game. So, you know, Levi jumping in net has really helped them. It seems like other guys, I would imagine Ryan Johnson is helping them. I know how well he played up here. So I would think that he's, you know, helping them on defense, you know, having him down there. Rusick's back, you know, so he will help out. You're not going to get Clegg back, but you did get Rusick back. And it sounds like a couple of the injured guys are starting to come back too. So I'm very much looking forward to it, to see, you know, what they're going to be able to accomplish in the playoffs and see those guys again, like Roseanne and Kalik, you know, watch them in the playoffs and you know, see some of the two young Russians who have come on as the season's gone on. And of course, Devin Levi in goal. I'm very much looking forward, as you are, to seeing him in net.
Now, we're looking forward to seeing you around the arena too, Paul. I mean, let's not, yeah. It'll be good to see you here covering the team, following along, and we can't wait to chop it up with you when we see you in person. Looking forward to hopefully a deep playoff run here for
all
the
right,
Amherst.
Paul, for us Rochesterians, have you ever enjoyed a plate before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've had them here and I've had them there.
All right, that's like, you know, if it's time to, it times out right.
Well, yeah, of course. We don't have to initiate Paul. I mean, Paul's a legend. Yeah. Of course, he's had a garbage play before. He probably tell us where to go get the best play. Paul, appreciate the time as always. Know it's been a tricky couple of days here with the Buffalo Sabres. Feels like it's become routine, though, over the course of the last 10 plus years. And we appreciate your coverage as always. Thanks for making time for us.
No problem. We got one more day of players tomorrow, and then it's over.
You got it, buddy.
Thanks, Paul.
Paul Hamilton, WGR, joining us here in the Sports Bar to talk end of season for the Buffalo Sabres and start of the postseason for the Rochester Americans.
Yeah, it feels like the Amherst run last year was good. Is this roster better than it was last year?
Yes. Yes. I mean, the roster last year was dependent on Kulik and Roseanne. The roster this year is dependent on Kulik and Roseanne offensively. You've got an upgrade at goaltending.
You've got an upgrade at defense.
You've got the same veteran leadership that you had last year. Yes, they are primed. If anything short of what they did last year, I think is a massive disappointment.
So if you're not paying attention, I don't blame you. Hershey over there, they're a monster. But that's it's possible. The path may be the same, meaning you get out of the north and then there's Hershey standing your way. I would welcome that. Bring it on.
Well, we're going to pay attention. I mean, we're going to be watching the scoreboard on, you know, the other division as well, just to see what that Eastern Conference final could look like this year. And maybe it is a repeat and a rematch of what we had last year with Hershey and Rochester. Great stuff from Paul Hamilton. As always, appreciate him stopping by. Check out his work at thefanrochester.com as he covers the Buffalo Sabres and now the Rochester Americans. Happy Hour is next in the Sports Bar. We've got a lifetime ban to discuss in the NBA, and we've got play-in round action tonight to discuss as well. A round of shots. And don't forget about Last Call before 6 o'clock. If you want to pull up a stool, join us now at 585-866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.